Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Some years back, I had a best friend. We were both single, and she met a wonderful man and was about to get married. Now, this friend was a perfectionist. And the reason she was a perfectionist was that she was the executive housekeeper at a very swank hotel. This was a hotel where Betty Davis, some of you from another generation would know that name, Betty Davis stayed there, Elizabeth Taylor, Princess Diana. So it was a very high-class hotel, and she had to be very detail-oriented. Now, she was marrying a wonderful man. He was a very sweet guy, and we were all so happy for her. I was to be her maid of honor. Now, to say she was a bridezilla would be kind, because all that detail orientation she put toward her wedding, everything had to be just perfect, including her attendance. And so she not only took care of the reception and made sure everything was just so, she even told the local priest how to run the ceremony. She had gone to another wedding to observe him, didn't like what she saw, so she told him how it was going to be. When we were getting ready and we were all in our wedding finery, she had a makeup artist come to make us all up. And she said to me, "Dawn, there's something on your eye." And she was distressed with this. And I looked closely. It was a freckle. The wedding was spectacular. The weather was perfect. And the priest said Margaret would not have it any other way. It was just so perfect. The reception was perfect, and I looked over to see my friend in her beautiful dress with her handsome groom, and she was frowning. And everything that was happening, she could not be in the moment. She could not enjoy any of her wedding. Everybody else did but her, because she was so distracted by all the details, because it had to be perfect. And even when it was perfect, it wasn't good enough. There's a person in the story today. Now, I do have good news. Once she had kids, all that left. After the first kid, you know, I went into her car and I said, "This is the same car." It was had crumbs all over it, had sippy cups, and I thought, okay, she's fine. The kids cured her of all her perfection. And it reminded me of the story today of a lady who got very distracted. Now, I'm sure Mary and Martha entertained a lot in their home. They seemed to be very hospitable people. But this day, when they were in the midst of entertaining, Martha looks around and Mary's nowhere to be found in the kitchen where she was supposed to be helping her sister. And then Martha sees her at the feet of Jesus. You see, Mary was going to seize an opportunity. Jesus didn't come by every day for lunch. This was an opportunity for her to sit at his feet and be in the moment with Jesus. Martha could have done the same thing. I don't think Jesus was a very demanding guest. I don't think he wanted things just so. He was sitting there teaching and speaking to people, and Martha was distracted. And so she comes up and says, "Make her come in and help." And I could relate to that. I could relate to that as an older sister. I once told my sister when we were discussing the story that even if Jesus was there, I would have taken her by her ear and dragged her out. She was so distracted. And of course, Jesus doesn't tell Mary, "Get up and help your sister," but he turns to Martha and he says, "Martha, you're so distracted. There's only one thing important here. being in the moment with me. Mary's chosen that. That's not going to be taken away from her. I think that's a message for all of us who work very hard. It's not a message to sit back and do nothing in our lives. It's not a message that says it's not important to serve. But it's a message for all those who work very hard that there's something very important about being in the moment with Jesus. I remember sitting at my computer one day, and it was towards sunset, and I get a call. And the church secretary, who knew that I would be at my computer, somehow she knew that the pastor would be there, said, "What are you still doing in the church? Turn around, look out your window, and look at the sunset." And sure enough, I turn around, and there's this magnificent sunset that I would have missed because something was important on that computer screen. We need to be in the moment with Jesus. There's so many moments that we miss because we are distracted by busyness. Some folks think I'm a little retentive because I do a lot of things ahead of time, and I work ahead. And one of the reasons I work ahead is so that on Sunday morning when I'm here in worship, I can truly be in worship and not thinking, okay, what am I talking about today? And is everything set up? And do we have all our things in order? Because I want to be in the moment with Jesus. How often has life, beautiful things, passed us by because we're not in the moment? Have you been in the moment with Jesus when we were singing our hymns today? Were you in the moment with Jesus when we were talking about him in our liturgy? Were you in the moment when prayers were spoken? Or were you thinking of what's facing me at home today? Or what task do I have to accomplish? It's so easy to be distracted. The message was not to put the server down. It was not to put Martha down. It was to say, "Martha, there's something important that you're missing. Let's be in the moment with Jesus." If you're visiting Door County, oh, you have so many opportunities to be in the moment with Jesus. If you're one of the workers and your face is in that computer screen all the time, turn around and look out at the sunset tonight. Be in the moment with Jesus. There's so many moments we miss. What is more important? The task will get done. We're all hard workers. But don't miss the moment with Jesus. Let us pray. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before you near to the heart of God. Oh Lord, I pray those moments when we can be there with you, in your presence, all distractions put aside. And in that presence, we know we will find healing. We know we will find strength. We know we will find renewed energy for the tasks ahead.